All right. Episode number two.
Woo! In the his house.
Hello, everyone. This is Reagan Love Campbell again, ready to go for episode number two with my fabulous special guest again.
Meg Ballard. Hey.
So back again on the scene of the one and done and other things I'm learning as a working mommy. We'll call this a blog cast.
Sure. It sounds so legit and professional.
Super legit and professional. So we wanted to bring you episode number two. Meg is visiting me down here in North Carolina. It's not so sunny. It's been raining the entire time, which is a big downer, but we're getting through it.
Along with our 3- and 4-year-olds.
Yes. Hashtag we've been through a lot.
Hashtag let's start drinking now.
Hashtag wine every day. So we thought a lot about what to talk about this time, and what really started making us think, and especially as we've had this 3- and 4-year-old extravaganza over this weekend, and it's like taking them to museums and taking them to the park and taking them in the car and taking them out of the car
and refereeing fights.
Oh my gosh, so many fights. And so many not sharing toys and, you know, just getting on each other's
nerves.
Yes, generally, and not being flexible, Dallas. Is this idea of just there are things about parenting that makes you lose your damn mind. So I am always scouring articles on the internet, different parenting articles, and there's an article by Don Meehan, and it was from Babbel, so again, paying the bills, and the article is called 21 Signs That Parenting Has Made You Lose Your Damn Mind, and I just feel that way all the time. I don't know about you, Meg.
Yep. My mind is gone. I'm legit crazy.
Things leave the mind. I can't seem to keep track of what I'm doing, where I'm going. There's just a million thoughts going through all the time. And we know that we're not the only parents who feel that way, right?
Well, at least you and I are in that same boat.
That's helpful.
We're in this together.
We'll start there. So she starts with some of these, and not every single one of them resonated 100%, but the first one was pretty funny. You sit watching 45 minutes of SpongeBob before you realize your kids are no longer even in the room, and then you still continue to watch.
But what happened with SpongeBob and Patrick?
How would we get through our day if we didn't know? But I think there's just like a lot of different things. So as Meg and I were talking about like what else we could sort of bring to this, we got to this place of what are these things that are the most challenging changes that I think do make you lose your damn mind because you just didn't expect them about parenting. I think now that our kids are a little bit older, and a little more self-sufficient, but I think also pretty damn needy at the same time.
Oh, yes.
Mommy this, mommy that. I mean, how many times have we been, like, interrupted, had to change gears, like, pull children out of the street? Like,
yes, every 5 seconds.
Every 5 seconds.
Oh, wait, how many minutes are we in? This is a miracle.
Yeah,
three minutes in.
And that's only because my husband is downstairs with these children. Otherwise, there's no way we'd be able
and
to
And I bribed Olivia with candy and the iPad.
Oh my gosh. So much iPad. Still. So we started thinking about some of these things. And I think for me, the biggest thing that frustrates me the most is never being able to finish a conversation.
Yes. Yes, 100%. Or it's not as much finishing the conversation as the constant interruptions.
Yes.
Where you're like in like girlfriend gossip mode and da da da. And then, but mommy, I need this. Let's do puppets. And then you end up having this conversation in sing-songy puppet voice.
And then I'm going to get you some juice. And then do you know what happened to her? Like,
then she stole the car and got arrested. And then my kid's all a little gossip. She's like, Mom, who got arrested? What did they do wrong?
She's too much.
She knows more about some of the gossip going on.
She's so girlfriend. She is very girlfriend. She knows exactly. She got all the moves. Dallas could care less, but he is still steady interrupting at a regular pace.
Come in here. Watch me. Watch this jump.
Watch this jump. Mommy, I thought you wanted to sit next to me. I thought you wanted to do Chuggington.
Don't talk to Miss Meg. Watch this jump.
Yeah, don't.
Don't talk to Meg. Watch this jump. Watch this jump.
Mom, Olivia's talking to me. Dallas, that's what she's here for.
The thing.
So we've really just been referees all weekend.
Just honestly, a lot of refereeing, a lot of, you know, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you.
But then best friends, where's Dallas?
Cannot even spend 5 minutes without wondering where the other one is.
Right.
So funny.
So our conversations have really been just listening to them, commenting on them.
Yes.
And then the second we get into a good conversation, they're diving right in.
Straight interruptions. Yeah. Like, so the wine keeps flowing. Yeah. So, and I've even noticed that, like, even Jason and I, so when there's only one child even, and I think, I don't know if it's worse with one or two, because at least two, they can, like, play together, yes, and they do interact to some degree, mm-hmm, on a level of, like, cool, like, they're playing together, now, mm-hmm, we can talk. And I think we've had some, you know, moments of that where, right, we've had a good 15-minute stretch where, like, they're both watching a show, or they're both playing with Play-Doh, or they're both, you, yes, know, doing Chuggington, or whatever it is. It's always Chuggington. Chuggington never goes away.
But Will, like, and Liv takes all the trains.
That's true. Then it's off. Chuggington is like, then Chuggington is the devil. But, like, we've had some clips where we've been able to, like, mm-hmm, really talk and be in the other room, and they're in another room, and it's fabulous. But then it just never stays.
Right.
So, but yeah, even with Jason, one child, even with Jason, like, we just cannot, it's mommy, 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 mommy.
Yes.
Like, what? What do you want?
Can't deal. Hi. I mean,
so not sure how many of you feel that way, but I'm sure a lot.
Yes. But. And I feel like, especially, I take a lot of calls from the car, as I'm sure you do, mm-hmm, also now working, you know, in your new role, but I take calls when I'm driving home from work after I pick her up, or at night, just due to time differences and supporting people on the West Coast. And I swear everyone I talk to knows Liv by name, because she's always like, who are you talking to? Hi! And then I'm like, Liv, we are doing a very important investigation. Like, we are in the middle of talking to someone about sexual harassment and how they felt. And she's like, hey, Miss Jen, what's going on? Right. I'm good. It's like, God, no, Liv. Not appropriate timing.
Yeah, and I just can't even do it. Like, it's so funny how, like, I can't even have a call. Like, I won't, mm-hmm, do it, because he's not interested in the conversation. He's just interested in interrupting me. So
yeah.
It's just like, and so then he'll just start screaming. Like, I was on a call with somebody that I won't name, and I just had to bring myself in my room and lock the door. And he was screaming outside the door while I'm on a call with, like, my boss. I'm like, mm-hmm, yep, really serious. Yes, uh-huh. And he's probably like, why is she so damn serious? Just like, because I'm trying to get off the phone fast, because, right, my child is screaming outside, yep, the door, because you called me at 6 p.m. on Thursday night or whatever it is.
That's where the mute button comes in handy. I just, like, mute, and I'm like, Liv, hey, girlfriend, I will give you chocolate.
Yeah, I need to probably start using some of those, like, you know, technology tools.
Yes. Maybe hopefully no one at work listens, so if there's ever a dead silence, I'm not on mute talking to my child, I swear.
No, that doesn't happen, ever. Just like I don't make meatloaves during conference calls.
Right.
That never happens.
Never, ever.
Nope. So I think that's a good segue to another really interesting point about these children as they become, you know, 3, 4, like, start leaving the toddler stage and start becoming, like, children, but not enough that they're not, like, super, mm-hmm, like, you know, needing you and wanting you all the time, is just, like, the whole never being alone.
Yes.
And I still, like, I shouldn't say that, right? Because I travel quite a bit, so, mm-hmm, I am alone, right? I'm alone in the car, I'm alone on a plane, I'm alone, you know, in a hotel room. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm alone, right? Or I'm alone at a store doing work or whatever, you know, yeah. I'm alone. But I just, you know, those alone times don't feel like real alone.
Right.
Because you're either, mm-hmm, alone because you're, like, then you're lonely.
Right.
And you're like, I miss them so much.
And it's, or they're really glued to your head.
Right. Right. And then when you're home and they're, like, suctioned to your face, you're like, can I be alone? Like, I know. Can I just drive away?
But it's hard because Liv loves to snuggle, and I love to snuggle her.
Yeah.
And, great. Like, I have to check myself because sometimes I'm like, oh, I just need 5 seconds. And I'm locking myself in the bathroom.
Right.
But I know that there's going to be one day where she's not going to want to snuggle, and I'm going to want to snuggle, and she's going to be locking herself in the bathroom. Mom, leave me alone. I just need 5 seconds. Mom. But it's tough because you don't get that second to just breathe or just do something on your own, even cleaning. Like, she needs her paper towel so she can clean also, and her involvement in cleaning is just throwing everything on the ground. Be like, there, it's done. It's like, that didn't help.
Yeah, like, I wish, like, I'm actually really glad that we have this autumn in between us, because you can't see my toes right now, although you've probably been looking at my toes all weekend.
Because you know that's what I do.
That's why you came here, obviously.
Like, oh my God, oh my God, didn't do her toes.
Yeah, but they are so ridiculous because I have not had a look. Don't look at my toes. Stop it.
Oh my God, there's five of them on one foot. And five on the other. You freak.
Dude, they are ridiculous. I have not had a pedicure in, I don't even know how long. It's just ridiculous. Like, I can't even get somewhere. No. That is not going to
work. I bring Olivia when I get my mustache waxed, and she sits on my lap, and she asks, Mom, but why do you have a mustache? And I have to explain to her that when she was in my tummy, I started to grow weird hair places, and that was one thing that just never went away. But I have no other choice. It's like, I can't even take 15 minutes by myself to get my face looking
taken care of.
Yeah. Taken care of.
Bit TCB that action.
She's like looking really close. She's like, you do have a mustache. I'm like, stop it. Don't judge me. You're four.
Maybe this is the benefit of having a boy child, is that you will never really notice whether I have a mustache or not.
You hope.
Right. Oh, geez. We'll get
Mommy,
there eventually.
Fix your face.
Yeah. Why is there hair going out of your face? So gross. But you're pretty.
But it's like not even in the shower, because girlfriend wants to get in the shower with me sometimes. And
yeah. Oh, like, there's the whole bathroom. Yes. The whole bathroom thing in general is just really... And then as they get older, it's just creepy. Like...
Yes.
I want to go to the bathroom. And so we're learning about privacy. Mm-hmm. I know you guys have been knowing about privacy for a while. We're just learning about privacy, Dallas and I. And I just started mentioning it to him, like, Dallas, I'd like to have some privacy. Mm-hmm. And so then he's like... He knows what privacy is, because now he'll ask me for privacy. Mommy, I want some privacy. Okay, great. No problem. Shut the door. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. When I want privacy, he'll be like, no. And he just goes to the bathroom and stands there and watches me do whatever it is I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, sweet, dude. Thanks.
Come on in.
Because it's either that or he stands outside the door crying like a fool.
Yes.
Just like, it's awful. I can't take it.
And then, any moment of relaxation or... time to yourself is gone because they're screaming and crying.
It's over. Mm-hmm. So there's that. So the aloneness thing. It's an achievable someday. Mm-hmm. And then when we get it that day, we'll be sad that we have it. So, although I don't know that I'll ever be sad that I can go to the bathroom by myself. I think that's a gift.
I can't wait.
whenever you get it, I think that's a gift.
What I love is I told Liv the other day that when she grows up, that she will have her own place, because she asked, like, Mommy, where did you live? And I said, I lived with Nan and Grandpa, and then I moved out. Just like, when you grow up, you're going to live in a house by yourself.
That's advanced conversation.
She lost her damn mind. I want to live with you forever! I don't want to live by myself. I'm like, sure. So I have envisions of her at 30 years old, busting into the bathroom.
Oh my gosh, not Liv. She is going to want to move out at 15. Like,
days where she's already threatening.
Yeah, she's like snapping across her head, like, I got this. When she's gonna be like 15, moving out of the house. Dallas will live with us until he's 38, most likely.
I think that, though, is another good point about things that we either frustrate us or just the surprises about parenthood is the conversations that we never anticipated or whatever thought that we would have had.
Yeah.
Like when I looked at Liv one day and I was like, Liv, that hurt my feelings and my face after she like said something and hit me. I'm like, I cannot. And then I just started laughing to myself, and I can't laugh in front of her, but I never in a million years would have thought that that sentence would have come out of my mouth.
Yeah. No, totally. Totally. So that's actually a good segue to another thing that we were definitely going to talk about, which is these effing tantrums. Like moment of silence for these tantrums, because it is really like, and you know, I was that parent who was like, oh, hell no, I am not going to tolerate that. My child is not going to act like a fool in public. Yeah, right. Like, there goes get in line, homegirl, because oh my goodness. The worst one we've had so far is grocery store, like a week and a half ago. Mm-hmm. We were at the Teats, as I like to call our new grocery store Harris Teeter, the Teats. And we're down there, 80% through with the grocery shopping. Tons of stuff in the cart. Meat, milk, waffles, you know, stuff that's gonna totally, like, perish, you know?
Totally.
Totally,
you
like...
You can't just leave it.
You can't leave it. 80% through. Now, the reason why we love the Teats, and why Dallas especially loves the Teats, is because they have the little shopping carts.
Mm-hmm.
Little shopping cart, he can push a little shopping cart. He thinks he's, like, the shit pushing a little shopping cart. So, we do it. We love it. It's great. It keeps him occupied. It's always worked out up until this day. Little shopping cart, 80% through the grocery shopping, and he decides to lose his damn mind. So, he wants to go race through the wine aisle.
Good thinking.
Yeah. Trust me, I was about to race through the wine aisle after this whole thing was done. I mean, I usually race through the wine aisle anyway, grabbing wine as I'm racing down it. But, like, he was just, like, crazy. Like, he was just, like, pushing the cart, like, pushing the cart and then running after it. I was like, we cannot do that. Mind you, this is Saturday afternoon at the grocery store.
Terrible.
Because when else do I have time to go to the damn grocery store?
Right.
Saturday afternoon.
Of course.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. And then he's doing the... I'm like, Dallas.
And you know that's coming.
Yeah. We got to go. And once he does that, then you know the tantrum's coming and you know that you're already on that edge of you're already
you can't
past
go
the
back.
Point of no return. Exactly. Oh my gosh. It was so crazy. I had to drag him. I had to leave my carts, drag him kicking and screaming out of the grocery store. People thought I was kidnapping him probably because he's so white. And then we get to the car. I'm trying to buckle him in. He won't stay back to buckle in. You know, he's like fighting me the whole time. So finally I'm like, Dallas, can we just, he's like, I want my little cart. I'm like, if we go inside and you have your little cart, can we get through the rest of the grocery shop? He actually like,
cause you can't just leave the cart.
You can't. No, we left everything.
But then you have to find time to go back and repurchase all of that stuff.
That was the nightmare. That was my nightmare.
Yeah.
Because that I was in this space where it was like 3:30. There was nothing for dinner at home.
Yeah.
Like we would have had to like eat like tortillas and like little hot dog pieces with a sprinkle of cheese on them or something. Like it was terrible. I don't even know what we were going to eat. We were going to eat like dry pasta. And I guess I have water to cook that. But like, you know what I'm saying? And it was just going to be terrible. And he just like was just, he was crazy. And you know, you could see the crazy in their eyes.
Oh yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh yes.
What's your worst tantrum?
Oh good Lord. I have so many. I think in a store, in a public setting, there've just been numerous tantrums, but she always ends lately with, you're not my mommy.
Oh,
help. Man. She's not my mommy. And I don't know where she learned. I mean, we talk about strangers.
Oh my
God. I'm like, Liv, people are really going to think that I'm not your mom.
That is my nightmare.
We were at Walmart the other day and she was singing the Ariel song. It was Halloween and she was going to be Ariel for Halloween. So she's going, ah. And I was like, Liv, that's lovely. I love your singing. But then she got louder.
Oh, gosh.
Ah. And I'm like, hey, Liv, that's a little too loud. Like, we're in public. She's like, you don't like my singing voice.
Of course.
I'm like, Liv,
straight
I love...
Straight to the drama.
And we will talk about that drama right after this.
Right after
Liv, I love your singing voice, but we're in public, and some people... Like, they might not want to hear, no one likes my singing voice. Like, jumps right to that. I'm like, Liv, I love your singing voice. Just sing a little softer. She's going, ah, ah. And then it turns into death metal. I'm like, Liv, that's not even singing. You're not my mommy.
Oh, geez.
It's Halloween. Saturday. Walmart's jamming. We're in the candy aisle. I'm like, I'm going to jail. I'm like, Liv, stop. She's like, ah.
Oh my gosh, screaming. Wait. Were you buying Halloween candy on Halloween as well?
Of course. Because any Halloween candy that I purchased before that was consumed.
Give it up for the lamest Halloween people. Like,
is that lame? I would eat it. I would eat it all if it was in my house before then.
I just had forgotten anyway.
But then, so Reagan and I take our kids to Imagineon down here in beautiful Charlotte, and it's packed, and it's a Saturday where it's super busy, and we go to lunch at this beautiful market, and there's tons of people, and we're waiting in line, and the kids are hungry, we're hungry, we're all just like, oh my God, get us food. So Liv is super drama. She jumps, and this wasn't a tantrum, but it's just so like indicative of all the conversations we have, where she jumps right to the extreme. There's one child next to us in a sea of probably 1,000 people or several hundred. This one child who's wearing a crown. everybody is wearing a crown except for me. I can never have a crown.
Always, never.
I'm like, Liv, literally, no one else is wearing a crown.
There was not one other kid wearing a crown.
There's not one other kid. And I looked. All the other girls are wearing crowns. I can never have a crown. Liv, there are no crowns here. There's only this one person next to us. I can never have a crown. It's like, oh my God.
Where?
I'm like, Liv, if we find a crown, we will talk about getting a crown.
Dude, if we had found a crown, it would have been hers. Like, I would
not have that attitude.
That's true. No, princess. That's true. That takes stuff away.
And then I did the best tantrum in private is we're running late for work and school, and I'm just trying to get her out of the house, and she's walking across the patio, and it's summertime, so, like, we're both in tank tops, and she's in, like, little spaghetti strap dress, and she just loses her mind, and I look around, I'm like, Liv, what is going on? My shadow looks like it's wearing boots, but I'm not wearing boots! And she's rolling herself down on the patio. And I don't, like, how do you even respond to that? I'm like, I can't, like, Liv, nope, you are clearly not wearing boots. I don't know what your shadow's thinking. Let's go. I'm late.
I mean, you know, that shadow needs some talking to.
Kids are crazy.
These kids be crazy. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just like, and it's any little thing that can set them off, too, I think is just the crazy thing. They will go from 0 to 100 in, like, you know, 0.5 seconds. Yep. It's just insane. It's just the craziest, dumbest little things will set them off. Like, if I don't totally unwrap a popsicle or a cereal bar or whatever, mm-hmm. and I give it to him with the wrapper partway on, so you know it Good can Lord. Catch some of the damn crumbs what that are going to be on the floor, or the pieces of popsicle ice that are going to be melting into my carpet in orange. Like, but there is no, you know, there's no forgiveness for that. It is just like straight out.
What
like
were you thinking?
Like just crazy face.
What were you thinking?
How what was you? I thinking? How dare you? How dare you? You know how I like my cereal bar unwrapped and all whole. Don't break it apart.
Oh, God
forbid. You broke the damn law if you break it apart.
Every morning she wants bread with butter for breakfast, and I cut it. I ask her to go squares or triangles, and lately she really wants triangles. And I cut it into 4 triangles, so just an X across the bread. Well, she comes in, hand on hip, finger pointing. She goes, you didn't listen to my words. I wanted 5 triangles. I'm like, okay. I'm like, enough with the attitude. Like, there's a way to ask. That's clearly not it. Mm-hmm. So I cut one of the triangles in half. So she has her 5 triangles. Every morning, Mom, now listen. I don't want 8. I don't want 9. She rattles off all these numbers.
She's making it real clear to you.
I'm like, hey, you go sit, and I will get you 5 triangles. And there's a much nicer way to ask. And, like, so it's very much.
That's her way of having a performance conversation with you about your triangle cutting. If you don't realize that, Megan...
I've not demonstrated the behaviors needed to appropriately follow direction and cut triangles.
She is handling you like an employee relations issue.
Oh, I will turn that right back around.
She's writing you a performance plan about your triangles right now.
She's like, Mom, we've had conversations on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
You better follow that or there is disciplinary action that will surely ensue.
Mom, what support do you need from me? I've clearly told you.
Up to and including termination of your parenting.
Well, she's already told me I'm not her mom, so.
Boom. Everything full circle.
Done.
Everything full circle. You're not my mom. So, I think this is a good segue into kind of a final chat or sort of the wraparound conversation to the things that we do to maybe avoid some of these crazy tantrums, not being alone, not being able to do what we want to do, like whatever, things that make you lose your damn mind. That should we or should we not feel guilty about, right?
Yes.
So, as we were thinking about this conversation as well, Megan, I started kind of making this mental list of, or actually, I don't know how mental it is because here it is on paper, but this mental list of things that we, you know, that we just wonder, should we feel guilty about like X, Y, or Z? So, you know, there's definitely this whole thing of, you know, the little lies that you tell your children when you just can't, maybe you can't handle something anymore. So, like, for me, you know, Dallas is still on this let it go, you know, Frozen, you know, he loves the song. He loves the song. He knows I have it. He knows I can play it when he wants to hear it because we've done that, right? Yeah. So, like, I have to kind of bend the truth.
at times when I just can't take that song. You know what I mean? Because not only does he ask me to play the song, but then the expectation is that I also have to sing all of Elsa's parts, which it's Elsa's damn song. So I have to sing the whole.
Oh my god!
So he's like, sing the song. Like, so like, it's what are you going. Thinking? It's not enough for me to play the damn song that I've heard 67 million times.
Right.
It is then also that I have to sing along with the song. Because that's the order.
That's
the expectation. That's his performance management process of Let It Go.
This is the expectation that has been set, Mom.
Exactly. So
you were performing here.
Right.
You can't go, like, subpar on me.
No. So then I find myself playing the song, singing the song. I mean, this is on the way to school, on the way back from school, whatever. So, like, the other day, we're in the car, and I just sort of said, you know, I don't have that song. Today. That song's broken.
Sorry.
Because we really wanted to listen to 80s love songs.
We were rocking out.
We were. There were a lot of good songs, a lot of good tunes in that that Pandora station. So, you know, like Little Lies, right? Little Lies that you tell your children.
Yes. So this is the best time of year because Santa Claus is coming.
Oh my gosh. Two town.
Two town. He knows if you've been sleeping. So I think that some of the best, like, fibs, stretches of the truth, if you will, are, one, Santa's watching.
Yes.
But then, girlfriend is smart. She's taking a bath, and she's, like, eating letters. I'm like, Liz, that's not good behavior. She's like, is Santa watching me in the bathtub? He's a boy. And I'm like, I said, no, but he knows if you've been bad or good. He just knows. He's not watching, but he knows.
That's right. So Santa can sense these things. He's got a real strong sixth sense.
Yes. So that, and then also being in the toy store and telling her that we can put everything on the list. Like, you want those 87 Barbies? Those are going on the list. And we're not buying anything today because Santa's coming. It's all on the list.
That's going to be a rough Christmas when all 87 of those Barbies do not show up.
It's still on the list. It doesn't mean that list is fulfilled. We haven't talked about that yet.
Oh, wow. You are really... Yeah. Okay. This is good. Oh, my gosh. They're crying right now.
Is that mine or yours? Yep, that's mine.
Oh, my goodness.
See you in conversation.
Maybe we're going to pause this for now.
Hey, goofball.
All right. So now we're back. we had a slight interruption to the programming, but we're back.
Girlfriend tried to watch a video with the iPad while lying in bed, and the iPad fell on her face. Well, I think we've all been there with our phones lying in bed at night.
It happens to the best of us.
The struggle is real.
The struggle is so real. It's realer than real.
Yes.
Awesome. So the Barbies and the 80s and the list and all of this. So they're still on the list.
Yes.
But, you know, she's not getting everything on the list necessarily.
But it helped us get out of the store without the tantrum of we didn't buy a toy today. Because that happens. You know, there are days when we are not going to buy a toy. She never gets a toy every time she asks. But it makes it easier. So that's a little white lie.
Yes. Sometimes you just lie that the store is closed in general.
Right. Yeah, they're just not open today.
Yep. Dallas has this thing where he really enjoys going to Target. And the thing that he enjoys most about Target is pushing the cart himself. Yes. And if you've met my son, he's on the smaller side. He can't even see over the cart. So he's pushing a cart. And of course, it's Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon, you know. So there's tons of people in Target and he wants to push the cart.
Into everyone.
And yeah, you know. And like, so it's hard, right? Do you indulge? Like, do you make him just sit in the cart and no, you can't push the cart? Or do you just let them push the cart because you know that them pushing the cart will let you go through this day of whatever and get your things and, you know, get your toilet paper and your, you know, air fresheners and your apple fritter bread because that is the bomb at Target. If you've never had that, you better run out and get that right now. And whatever, your deodorant or whatever you need to stay fresh and do it in peace. You know what I mean? Like without a kid screaming in the cart the entire time you're there, you know? So you either endure that or you just tell them the store is closed. So
sorry.
And you go by your damn self later when they're at school.
Yes.
Or with another adult.
Just to make it easier for everyone involved.
Yeah, we've done that. Yeah. There's been the whole, oh, you know, Target's closed today, buddy.
Yeah.
Yep, Target's closed on Wednesdays.
Oh, you want to walk to Miss Jess's house? Oh, I just texted her. She's not home.
Yep.
Just a damn lie. Yeah. Sorry.
Straight up damn lie. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's just thinking, I feel like everybody does this. And if you say that you don't, you're lying right now. Right. Now you're lying to us. Now you're lying to grown adults. So think about that.
But there's no wool on his eyes.
Yeah, that's right. We see through that. So yeah, I think it's just like a matter of what are the little white lies that you tell your children and are those acceptable?
Right. I think so.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Verdict.
Because as we grow older, there are little white lies that we tell friends, family yeah. members, loved
ourselves.
Ones,
ourselves. Like, I totally look good in these pants.
Like, oh man, this shirt is so stained. I'm like, people probably won't notice if I just hold the left side of my head down to make my hair look long. It'll drape over that coffee stain that never washed out because I love this shirt. Or, oh man, there's a hole in it. But if I blouse it up a little bit, like, you can't see that hole.
Yeah, totally cut a hole in my own shirt the other day. Wore it anyway. I love that shirt.
I know. There's a sweater that I love. My cat's nail got caught in it. It made like a big pull
yeah.
in it. And I was just like, well, if I like, cause I can't tug it out, but I love the sweater. I'm like, I'll just
fold that over.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I'm standing at my desk all day. Like the desk comes up pretty high. Nobody
knows. The desk comes up pretty high. Ain't nobody gonna see that.
So I think there are little lies that untruths.
Yes.
Where it might not be hurting anyone. I mean, I guess you could argue that all lives hurt someone,
sure,
but
sure.
like the little things we tell ourselves.
All lives matter.
All lives.
That was pretty good. And here we are laughing at our own joke.
Whatever, we're funny.
Yeah.
White lie. No. Wait, exactly. White lives matter or all lives matter?
So many people are not going to think that's funny. Oh, well.
Sorry.
Oh, get your own podcast. So, anyway. So, yeah, you know, I think I agree. Like, verdict is in, like, just between the two of us.
Right. We are the official on all.
Hashtag no other opinions matter. Yeah, lies are acceptable. I think they're fine. Because the question is, how long can you do it before they wise up?
Right.
I feel like 5 is the,
yeah.
the age. Where they're going to be like, Mom, I know Target's open today.
Right. Like, Mom, hello. Or how long do you do it and when is it appropriate so it doesn't break trust?
Hey, yeah, look at that.
Yeah, because there's going to be a point where, like, if Liv would find out, then she might not trust everything yes. that I say. And I try to be as honest and open with her
totally.
As possible.
Totally.
Because I want her to always trust me and feel that she can come to me with anything that she needs to. But there are certain times
yeah.
when...
Yeah, you don't lie about yeah. the important things.
Right, or maybe it's just telling to the extreme, like, all your teeth are going to fall out of your head if you don't brush them.
That is, yeah, totally.
They're
right?
not going to fall out of her head, but...
Right. If you eat all that candy from right. Halloween, like, all your yeah. teeth are going to fall out. I totally said that.
Yep.
I totally
you have no
said
teeth.
That. And nobody wants to be a snaggle tooth.
No.
No.
Ryan G is not going to want to talk to you if you go into school with stank breath. That has worked so many times.
That's crazy.
I know.
She's so, like, in tune with that.
She yeah. loves her Ryan G.
I know she do, too. That is not a game.
No.
Well, good times. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a, you know, what are the things that, for you, make you, as a parent, lose your damn mind? Hopefully we've got you thinking about some of those things, and I'm sure there's a million things that didn't even come up in this
oh, absolutely.
Conversation that yeah. probably could have, and will come up in future conversations. But yeah, I think this was a good thing, and we can kind of get these things out on the table and
absolutely.
Put the conversation out there.
Totally. I'm curious to hear what other people have experienced, especially with older kids. Like, what do we have
yeah.
to look forward to? So when they are 5 and 6 and then they're going into school, what are some of those things that you weren't expecting? Or as a parent, you're like, I've lost my mind.
Yeah. And when do you have to stop lying? Like, let us know that one. We need to be prepared. I need a date.
I would say
I'm gonna
never.
I'm going to mark it on the calendar. October 17th of 2019. Probably not.
Now I'm trying to think, like, what are those things that my parents could potentially not be honest with me about? Like,
I know.
Does it ever stop?
I feel like there were a lot of things that I found out way later.
Oh my gosh.
Told me about.
About my mom. Yes.
Yeah. Oh God. I can't even say them on here though.
Me
my
neither.
Mom listens to this.
And a lot of people know my mom, so I will.
Found out about you though.
Yeah. Like, yes.
Yeah. We know. Anywho.
that halo peg. Mm-hmm. Held up by devil horns, I found out much later in life.
Not so tight.
But at least she's honest now.
Yes, yes.
Because it's appropriate, and it's doing the right thing. And
right, right.
Yeah, all that other good stuff.
Yeah. Well, this was awesome.
Totally.
Thanks, Meg.
Thank you.
You're the bomb. I'm so glad that we could fit this into your visit.
Me too. I need to come down here more often so we can podcast more.
Totally. And we'll have to find a way to do it from a distance, too, which would be cool.
I'm sure we can figure it out.
Totally. So, again, if you are looking to read some fantastic, ridiculous content that I think is hilarious, you can go to oneanddonereagan.blogspot.com. Right? I think I got that right. But I'm also on Facebook as One and Done Reagan. I'm on Twitter as One and Done Reagan. Because again, this is all about me being one and done. I'm done with this. But it's beautiful. And parenting and motherhood is beautiful. So, you know, come along with me on my journey.
And I have no websites. I'm here to support because Reagan is amazing and I love her.
Oh, that's very sweet.
And that's not a lie.
That's not a lie.
I really do.
All right, cool. Well, thank you so much. And thanks for listening, guys. And we hope you like it. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.